And welcome back to the Saturday Morning Coaches Show. We're going to continuing wrapping up the winter sports season since we're on hold here in the spring sports, if they have it at all. But we're going to visit with Kylie Schulke. Kylie's the JV coach for the La Caprile Valley Dawson Boyd Shadows. And Kylie and I are practicing social distancing right now, aren't we, Kylie?
Yeah, we are. I'm still at home.
Yep. We're doing this over the phone. Usually we have the coaches come in the studio, but because of the COVID-19, we want to play it safe, right?
Yep, we're doing what we can.
That's right.
Far away.
Well, Kylie, why don't you, maybe some of our listeners don't know who you are. Tell us a little bit about yourself. And you were a shadow once at one time, weren't you?
Yeah, I was. So I started dancing on the dance team when I was in seventh grade. And I danced all the way through my senior year. And then I took a few years break, and now I'm back coaching. So I coached this past season, the JV team, both jazz and high kick.
That's right. And you're continuing to go to college, I understand, right?
Yep. Right now I am finishing some of my undergraduate classes, and then eventually I'll be applying to medical school. So.
Oh, medical school. Great.
Yeah. So we'll see. I got a few years left to go, but.
Okay. Yeah. That takes a lot of schooling, doesn't it?
Yep. Definitely.
Yeah. Actually, Kylie and I, we have done interviews before because Kylie used to be in pageants programs, right? Talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, I did. So I think I started pageants when I was in sixth grade. So it wasn't really like one of those big things where you see where girls go to pageants every weekend kind of on TV. It wasn't like that for me. But I think I did four or five.
Okay.
And then it was really fun. I think it helped me a lot with my interviewing skills and just like overall confidence and being able to kind of walk into any situation and not really know what's going on, but just make the most out of it. I think that really helps. And I met so many great people, so that was really fun.
Okay. Before we talk about this year as first-year coach, what are some good memories that you have as a La Caprile Valley Dawson Boyd Shadow when you were in high school, Kylie?
Oh, there's so many. It's hard to narrow it down. I would say that one of my favorite memories, actually I have two that come to mind like right away. The first year that I was on the team in seventh grade, we made it to state and we medaled and we got third place. And that was the first year that the Shadows had actually medaled. So that was just fun being a part of it and being so young and looking up to these girls that had worked so hard. And then me just kind of sliding in there the first year that Dawson had it and just being a part of that ride was so fun. And everyone was so welcoming. Right away. So that was just a great experience, a fun experience. And then my ninth grade year, it was the second year that we had a jazz team, and we didn't medal at state, but we made it to state finals, which was something that we kind of like, we wanted to make it to state, but we never thought that we could make it to state finals. So it was such like, it was just kind of such an overwhelming surprise. I think we probably celebrated more than the state champions did that year when we made finals. So it was just a fun experience, something that wasn't expected. But just those two experiences were just
right.
Things that were just so much fun to experience your team. You work all season for it, and then it ends up working out for us.
Do you remember your routines in high kick?
So that's funny. I actually, this year, our JV team did the routines that I did my senior year.
Oh.
So they were performing the same routines that I did, which is like a few modifications. Obviously, we had different numbers of people. And so they actually were doing some of my routines. And one of the funny things from this season is they would always want me to do it. They're like, now you do it, because they knew that I knew the routine. And I was like, girls, I am not as flexible as you guys anymore. I cannot do this. But I think that was one of the funny things that I told them. If they did good, I would do parts of it. So I think that was That was their comic relief for the day, I guess.
Okay, awesome. All right. Well, Kylie, your first year of coaching the JV Shadows. What grades are we talking about here in JV?
Yeah, so this year we had, it can range. Honestly, it just depends on the girls trying out. But this year we had 7th through 10th graders, and they all seemed to work together just fine. It's hard for me to even remember which girls in which grade because they became so close, and it wasn't like, oh, the 7th graders are over here where the older girls are over there. So,
How many girls did you have?
We had 25.
25, that's a good number.
Yep, on the high kick team we had 25, and then we had 13 on the jazz team.
Okay. You have anybody co-coaching with you or helping you out?
Yeah, Bailey Bauman. She is living in Canby right now, but she was she danced in Monty during high school, and then she was my co-coach this year, and it was so much fun getting to know her. I didn't know her in high school, but right away we kind of got along together, and it was really nice. I feel like we worked really well together. We our schedules just kind of aligned, so it worked out
okay.
Well.
Good. All right. Well, Kylie, do you have the roster there in front of you of your JV team?
I do. Okay. You want me to go through it?
Yeah. Why don't we just take some time and talk about each girl, maybe their progress, and then we'll talk about it, what the team did in their schedule this year.
Okay, cool. Okay, so we'll start off with Kylie. Kylie was such a joy to coach. She started off so quiet, and she just always had a smile on her face, so that was fun to see. Kylie was great at self-correcting. You didn't often have to tell her what she was doing incorrectly. She kind of picked up on that by herself, which is huge in dance. That's a huge skill to have, so that was great. And from a coach's side, it's just awesome to see somebody that can just take what you're saying as a group and really apply it to themselves every day.
Mm-hmm.
So that was great. Next up, we have Calista. She actually was voted our hardest worker this season, and she is a hard worker. She comes into practice with that let's go, let's get this done attitude. But one thing that I really stands out about Calista to me is that she's so sweet about it. It wasn't any negativity when she was doing that. It was really motivating and inspirational. So that was great to see. Next up, we have Jenna. Jenna was a very, very quick learner. She would pick up on things like no other, and which was really great to see. She also had very, very great kicks, and she was always pointing her toes. But for those of you that know dance, that's a great skill to have. We will move on to Elena. Elena is very optimistic. She's positive and sweet. She just has this cute little presence about her. She's always so sweet when she gets a correction or criticism. She just nods her head, says yes, and then fixes it, which is awesome. Next, we have Addison D. She was actually our Rookie of the Year in kick. She's such a sweetheart. She's always just grinning and has a little smile on her face. She doesn't talk that much. She's not loud and outgoing, but she's super sweet, and when she does say something, it's just so great. Next, we have Isabella, also goes by Izzy on her team. She is very loud and outgoing, and she's always joking around, which is great to have that positive energy on our team. She's very optimistic. She's also part of our jazz team, which was fun to have her on both of our teams. We got to get to know her a little bit better. I think that a lot of the girls look up to her positive attitude all of the time, and they love her energy that she brings to practice. Next up, we have Reese J. Reese has amazing kicks, and she is very sharp. She's also one of those girls that doesn't really say much. She doesn't ask many questions, but you can tell she's listening and taking in the information and just doing what the coaches asked her to do. Next, we have Jada. Jada is so fun to be around. She's she is really good at coming back the next day and having corrected the mistakes or the things that she was doing wrong and just coming back the next day and having it done perfectly. So, for example, like with her turns, one day we corrected her arm, and then the next day, I mean, we only practice usually 2 times a week for jazz, but then the next time that we practiced for jazz, her arms were perfect. So that's just really great for a dance coach to see. Next, we have Brooklyn. Brooklyn was our most improved this year, and she improved tremendously. The first day, and not just on the dance floor, but as a person as well. She was so shy at the beginning of the season, and she kind of just came out of her shell and really not only developed as a dancer, but also gained confidence not on the floor, and she killed it at the end of the season. She was ready to go and have fun, just go out there and see herself. Next up, we have Reese M. Reese is a very hard worker. She likes to ask questions, which is great, and then she just is good at motivating the rest of the team and letting them know, like, we can do this, girls, we got this. And she is also one of those loud girls, which we like having on our team. She's fun and motivating. She's also part of our jazz team, so that was fun getting to know her on the jazz side as well. Next up, we have Brandy. Brandy was part of the kick and the jazz team. Brandy is very to the point. She it doesn't take her a lot of words to say what she's saying, but she just says something and goes with it and goes with her heart. She is also very quick at making corrections. She will do it right the next time. So if she made a mistake one time, he'll tell her, and the next time she almost always has it perfectly. Next up, we have Nicole. Nicole is great because she was always the first one to greet the coaches when we walked in. We practiced at the armory, so whenever we'd get in, you kind of walk up the stairs, and she was always there to greet the coaches, and which is just really fun to have that person to kind of greet us and get ready to go to practice. She was always the first one out on the floor and ready to go and ready to get the practice started. Next up, we have Reese O. She is very passionate about dance. It's so fun to watch her dance and watch her at practice because you can tell she's just thinking about things in her head, and she just asks the questions, and then you can just see the passion in everything she does at practice. Next up, we have Hannah. Hannah won our Stick It Award, and she's also part of our jazz team. So our Stick It Award, it means that you're sharp and you just hit things where you should. You're strong, and that's what she was. She's just strong, and she picks up on things so quickly, and she improved tremendously over the season, and she was amazing, amazing to coach. Next up, we have Emerson. Emerson is great at correcting things very quickly. She doesn't say much at practice, but she knows when to ask questions and when to correct things that she's seeing wrong in the routine and make sure that everybody's doing the same thing correctly. She's really good at taking criticism, saying, okay, yep, I did that wrong, and then fixing it and moving forward. Mm-hmm. Next up, we have Valerie. Valerie worked so hard, and she's improved so much from the beginning. She started off kind of a little bit slow on like the learning side, but by the end of the season, you would tell her something that she needed or something that the whole team would need to change, and she was one of the first people to pick it up. It was crazy to see that improvement, which is really good for learning dance routines. So that was great to see. Next up, we have Audrey. Audrey was our Rookie of the Year for kick. She was great to have on the team. She was always smiling. She didn't really say much, but she always had that look of being ready to go, and she improved so much. She was just, at the end of the season, was great. She had definitely hit her peak, and she knew what was going on, and she was sharp and ready to go. Next up, we have Callie, and Callie's so spirited. She is just like a little fireball of energy. She has so much fun with the team and with the girls, and she, her personality is just one that the whole team can laugh and joke with, and she even jokes with, which is great. We have loved her energy on the team, and that just like shows on the dance floor, and she was able to radiate that on the dance floor, which is amazing. Next up, we have Gertie. Gertie was also part of our jazz team. Gertie is a thinker, which is so great to see. She doesn't ask questions. She kind of just goes through, thinks it through, and then just does it. So you can just see all this stuff kind of working in her head, and then she just goes out there and kills it. She is so optimistic and smiley, so it was fun having her on both of the jazz and the high kick team because you knew you'd always get a smile out of her. Next up, we have Elise. Elise won our Most Improved Vet Award, and she is spunky and just has this energy about her. She's also one of the older girls on our team, so it was great to have her energy and her knowledge about dance, as she was one of the leaders on our team and was able to help with the younger girls and help everyone get on the same page and knowing what they should be doing and just helping out with her, just with her attitude and everything. She was a great girl to have on the team. Next up, we have Addison T, and she was our Jazz Rookie of the Year, and she also was a part of our kick team. She was so fun to have on our team. She is a sweet little girl. This was our first year on the team, and she just did amazing. She would go home and learn the routine. There was actually one of the practices that there was a choir concert, so they had to leave practice early, and then the next day she came back and she knew that part of the routine and she was ready to go. Next up, we have Rihanna. She actually got hurt early on in the season, so she didn't ever dance this season. But she was so encouraging, and it was amazing to have her on the coach's side because she was able to see some things that we wouldn't see. She would sit at the sides. It was almost like we had three coaches, which is great. She was able to help us out with that. And then she was also able to be that motivator and encourager for the rest of the team. Next up, we have Maddie. And she has great leaps, and she's so sharp. She's fun to watch dance as she just goes out there with an energy, and you can just tell she's having so much fun with it. Next up, we have McKaylee. McKaylee has great kicks, and she is very sharp. She's also one of the older girls on the team, so she was one of those leaders as well and was able to help the younger girls know some of the things that she's been learning throughout the years and help them with that. And that was really great to see. And then last but not least, we have Isabel W. So she was really great at taking what the coaches said to heart and working hard and correcting everything. And she just improved so much. I just can't even put into words how much she's changed from the beginning of the season to the end of the season and how much she's improved, which is so great to see as a coach. And with that, I think we're through all 25.
Oh, wow. You did a great job there, Kylie. Wow.
Oh, thank you.
If you're just tuning in, we're visiting with Kylie Schulke. Kylie's the JV coach for the La Caprile Valley Dawson Boyd Shadows. We're wrapping up their season. That was a roster full there, Kylie.
It was, but it was fun to have. I forget how many girls, 25 girls is, until I went through each one by one, and I was like, oh my gosh, I missed them so much.
Yep. Talk about your season. You had a fantastic season at all these competitions. Talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, we did. So JV and varsity's schedule is pretty much the same. Varsity has a few more competitions than us. They start a little earlier than us. They go to conference, which we don't, and they also go to sections. And then, obviously, they went to state this year, and that worked out well. but we started off for our JV season at Waconia. So Waconia was our first competition. It was the first time that they got to go out there and just show everybody what they've been learning. And Waconia went really well for us. I think if we go around at the end of the season and ask everybody what their favorite competition was, and a lot of the girls said Waconia. And I think that was just because they'd worked so hard and they finally just got to show show what they've been working for.
Mm-hmm.
So at Waconia, we placed first in both jazz and high kick.
Good.
Which was fun. Our next competition was bowls. So bowls was interesting because we had a lot of girls that were sick. So we didn't actually have our JV kick team go to bowls, but we had our jazz team go to bowls. And it was kind of fun. For the jazz team doesn't get a lot of time to just spend with each other just because we have a lot of kick girls and we don't have as much jazz practice as we have kick practice. So it's kind of fun and bold to just have that time for the girls to bond as a jazz team. And bold also ended up working well, and we ended up on top in that competition too.
All right.
Then our next competition was our home competition. So that's held in Dawson, in the Dawson gym. And that one's just always fun because we get to go into the multi-purpose room in Dawson, which is kind of big, but we're used to it because that's the same room that we go to for our home performances as well. So it's just fun to have kind of that home court advantage a little bit, as well as we always have the most amazing crowd and the most amazing fans. And especially at that competition, I feel like both communities are all there. So that competition, we placed first in high kick and we placed second in jazz. And then we have three more.
Okay.
So our last three competitions were Ricori, Wyoming, and Canby. So Ricori, we placed first in jazz and high kick as well. Then in Wyoming, it was a little different for the JV team. Because of the weather, it got moved from a Saturday to a Monday. And for those that don't know much about dance, there's only so many routines that you can do if it's on a weeknight. So there were too many teams at that competition for the judges to be able to judge both the varsity teams and the JV teams. So our JV team went, however, we were not scored. So we went and we had fun, and it was a lot of fun for us, but there wasn't actually a winner for the JV side.
Okay.
And then our last competition was Canby. Canby also got moved back because of weather, but this time we got to get our scores. And we just had so much fun at our Canby competition. It was just a great last hurrah for our JV team, and we came out on top in both jazz and high kick as well. And I think the girls just had so much fun getting to know each other and just kind of having that last dance together.
Okay. So high kick went undefeated and just one loss on the jazz, or not loss. I don't want to say loss, but.
Yep, definitely. So it was a really exciting season for our JV girls. They work so hard every day and they have such a great varsity team to look up to, and they get such amazing support from them. So varsity sets a high standard, and I think JV just always tries to work up to that standard and work to be like those varsity girls.
That's right. Well, fantastic job there, Kylie, filling us in on the JV. And I know you were down at state with the varsity, and that was quite an experience for you as a coach this time at state dance.
Yeah, that was so much fun. It was a little different. I was a little sad that I couldn't be dancing, but it was honestly so much fun to just be out there. And you still get nervous, but the girls just, they rocked it. They knew what they were there to do, and they just went out there and did it. And it was so fun to be able to help a little bit with that and be there with them and celebrate with them.
That's right. Back-to-back state championships in high kick and jazz for the varsity. That was awesome.
Yeah, nothing to complain about there.
Yeah. Okay, anything else we don't want to forget anything, so anything else that we should talk about? Or you I think you covered about everything there.
I think we did. I think I should just once again say thank you to the Armory in Madison for letting us have practice there, as well as thank you to Coach Lisa and Sarah and Coach Bailey for having me as part of their coaching staff. It was so much fun to get to coach with them. And then also thank you to you, Paul, and the radio station for giving dance so much coverage. I don't think any other dance team in the state probably gets as much coverage as we do, and that's amazing, and the girls and I really appreciate it. So thank you for that.
Yeah, well, thank you, Kylie. I enjoy covering dance. You know that.
Yes.
All right, thank you very much, and hey, we'll talk to you next year too. So
sounds good.
All right, yep, keep practicing social distancing, right?
You too.
All right, thank you, Kylie. That's Kylie Schulke, the JV coach for La Caprile Valley Dawson Boyd Shadows. Hey, we'll take a commercial break, and when we come back, we'll have more of the Coach's Show right after this.